The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for tuning in to Understanding the Times with Pastor Mike Folder, a call-in talk show that looks at current events and major issues of our generation through the lens of the sure word of faith and prophecy.
Yes, and we are back live Wednesday evenings here in the Great Lakes region of North America. Mike Folder and Understanding the Times. We got Brother Kyle on the other side. Sir Kyle, the nightly one. Good evening.
Hello, Mike.
Yes, and he's in a chipper mood. He's done his 40 jumping jacks. He's ready to go. I've had my mocha. And we have a special guest in the studio, which I'll introduce him. He's been here before, so he is a return visitor. That's how much he likes us. But first, I want to thank my number one sponsor, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the living Word. He's referred to as the Word. He was the one who walked with Adam and Eve in the garden in the cool of the day and fellowshipped with them. He is the one that became flesh. He came from heaven and he became flesh. And the world that he created did not recognize him, John tells us in chapter 1. So yes, we thank him for this show and this ministry. We are a live call-in talk show, so if you'd like to talk to me or my guest this evening, we are going to have another interesting topic. But our number is 888-677-WORD-9673. Also want to thank Ohio Media School of Cleveland. Do you want to work with music, computers, social media, and video? Well, call Ohio Media School of Cleveland after the show and train to become an editor, a cameraman, a sportscaster, YouTuber, vlogger, sound engineer, and a social media influencer in just 8 short months. Make that career change you've been thinking about for years. I did. Train to become a media professional. Your path can start with just one call, 216-503-5900, to set up a free campus tour, or visit beonair.com to take the free career quiz now and
spark your passion.
All righty. Well, before we introduce our guest, we have our dad joke segment. So, let's introduce our guest first, and then he can participate in the dad joke.
In the voting.
Yes. We have evangelist, street evangelist, Cambodia evangelist, none other than B.J. Garcia. B.J., I think, stands for Bartholomew James or something like that. Welcome back. No? Not even close. I think there's a little Spanish twist to that name, isn't there?
My name is Bienvenido Garcia Jr.
Bienvenido. Doesn't that mean, like, welcome?
Yeah, my name is Welcome.
So you're a very welcoming person. Do you live up to your name?
Yeah, I would say. Nowadays, after I met Christ, especially.
Before that, you may not have wanted to bump into BJ. He was a former drug dealer and wannabe gangster, I think, but he got saved a long time ago in a very miraculous deliverance, even from demon possession.
That's right.
Talked about that on his first visit, which was February of 22, so you can go search that podcast, probably find it under special guest for one, and maybe spiritual warfare or missions.
Special guest is always the best place to find it.
Yeah, it's there, BJ Garcia. He's been with me 3 times to Cambodia. He's been my ministry partner and my roommate 2 of those 3 times. So a lot of secrets shared over those 3 trips. A lot of blessings and miracles that were witnessed as well. And so anyways, Kyle is waiting with bated breath. So here we go. What is a tree's favorite drink?
Water.
Water, that's a good guess. Root beer. All right. Why did the teacher marry the school custodian?
I don't know.
Because he swept her off her feet.
Oh.
You didn't see that one coming.
No.
Last but not least, did you hear that Forrest Gump had his computer hacked?
No.
And some of his secrets stolen? But knowing Forrest, he landed on his feet and they caught the bandits. And the bandits confess you. Do you know what his password was that they hacked?
Run, Forrest, run!
Close.
Okay.
One, Forrest, one. So.
Hey, BJ finally laughed. All right. He finally got one to make him laugh. So.
One, Forrest, one. So, do we have a winner?
Easily number three. It's not even close.
Not even close.
I still don't get the root beer one. But,
root beer?
We could spend on it. Just
root
go ahead.
Beer.
That one's pretty understandable.
Oh, root. That's it. Tree root. Okay. Root beer. And I like water better, but that's okay.
Oh, man. You needed that mocha. Well, BJ, you have a Facebook church that you've started here this year in 2023. It's called Urban New Life Temple.
Yes.
Why don't you tell our folks about your Facebook church and how they could visit it live or look at the podcast?
So as of right now, you can always just go to my BJ Garcia personal Facebook page, request me as a friend, and from there you can view my podcast or video podcast. I go live every Saturday, 7:30 p.m. We started at the beginning of the year, and so we're hitting 5 months strong right now. And also during the middle of the week, I do a midweek verse to encourage, to give an encouraging scripture throughout the day, so that just give the word out, encourage people that they're not alone and to rely on the word of God.
So if for some reason they can't get to church, well, a lot of people aren't going to church Saturday at 7:30, so they can hear you live. That's a good time.
Yeah.
What is there, something unique or special twist to your Facebook church? Or?
Right now, it's pretty basic. Most of the time, I have prepared lessons that I've studied and I want to share. Once in a while, I do a series. It may go on for 4 weeks or so. And then sometimes the Holy Spirit just, you know, gives me a word that day and, changes my whole plan. So
yeah.
I just come with a good word, that God wants me to share to help people, know God, you know, want to know God and get the truth in their hearts. So I want to share that.
And, BJ, you were one of the original pioneers of New Life Church in Lakewood, where I go, and you were there for many, many years, and you kind of branched off from there. But so you were very involved at one time. And
Yeah, I was
one of the original 25 or whatever.
Yeah, about 14, 15 years I was there.
Yeah,
and it was about 23 of us when we actually got together and was praying and walking down the streets of Lakewood, praying for the church, and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, Lakewood is kind of an old school suburb here in the Cleveland area, and they used to nickname it the preacher's graveyard because all these they tried to get these new churches going, and they just couldn't do it. It was such a hard soil, but with all that prayer that they put in, walking the streets before they really planted that church, New Life has really grown and taken off under the leadership of Pastor Bob Kistemaker, who's been on the show, and he branched out from House of Praise in Lorraine. Pastor Gilbert Silva, who's been on our show, special guest in September. Bob Kistemaker, you can find in December. So.
Hey, I got a quick question
for
BJ. If they miss your live sermon, do you
I always leave
archive
it?
Okay.
I always leave it up.
All right.
So it's on the Facebook archive. Just go down the page and you have titles or they know it.
Yeah, there's titles on
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Well, tell us, what do you want to talk about tonight? I know you wanted to talk about our identity in Christ, for one thing, and why that's so important. So
yes, sir.
Why don't you take it away, BJ?
All right. So, you know, getting into our identity with Christ, you know, and I think it goes along, the way you're going to know your identity is if you study. And study is what we're going to talk about that as well. But if you don't know your identity in Christ, who you belong to, who you are in Christ, then, I mean, that's half the battle right there. And if not, the enemy's going to snuff you out. He's going to trick you, deceive you, and let your own heart deceive you. And that's what the word says. The word says that your own heart will deceive you in a heartbeat. You know, so these are things that we got to look into, and we got to look, you know, we could just go into a few scriptures if you want. And in Colossians 3:3, it says this: if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on the things above, not on the things of the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. And so that was actually Colossians 3:2-4. And if you just read that little tidbit, he gives you like a combo snack right there.
A combo snack.
Yeah. And it's like showing who you are hidden in. Because without him, we're doomed, right? And then because of what he did on that cross, when he took it to that level where he had to go through what he went through, defeat the cross, and then defeat death and raise again. You know, there's nothing else that can keep you. And if you take on his identity, you're no longer in yourself. You have his identity in your life.
Well, it says if you're risen with Christ, that assumes you're a Christian, right?
Yes, sir.
It's up to us to seek and continue seeking the things which are above. Mm-hmm. Don't set your affection on things of this earth, but that's a hard thing to do, to keep your affections set on things above, on the Lord, on heavenly things, on the Word of God.
And keep your emotions in check along with that.
Yeah, but so many times, even Christians, we got our affections set on things here on earth.
Of the world, yeah.
Whether that's our hobbies, our family, our children, our pets, our, you know, sports, whatever.
Yes.
You know, what dominates your free time? I mean, we all have our jobs, pretty much, that you got to do. But what do you do in your free time?
Right.
That's what this verse tells you.
Right.
You set your. How much time do you invest with the Lord? Just you and Him. Get away in a room, in a closet, and for a walk. I love to sit in my rocking chair.
I heard this saying before. Show me where your pocketbook is, and it'll show me where your heart is.
Yeah. That's what Kenneth Hagin used to say. Let me look at their checkbook, and I'll see how spiritual they really are. Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about our identity in Christ and about the importance of not just reading the Bible, but meditating and confessing it.
Yes, sir.
But you can hear all of our shows live. If you have any trouble with your radio, you can just go to the internet, odyssey.com. You can go to iHeart, look for 1220 The Word or Understanding the Times. iHeart app on your phone or TV. Or you can go to our station site, thewordcleveland.com, and just hit the blue listen live at Wednesday at 8 o'clock. But we are coming to you live from the studios of Salem Communication in Seatown, Ohio.
Feeling a little stressed lately from work.
I needed that report like yesterday.
From home. You better not have flushed another gerbil down. From the world. A new tropical pandemic has formed in the mid-Atlantic. A fourth layer of masking is now required. Then treat yourself to a touch of healing massage. It's simply the best. This Christian-based practice has provided certified massage therapy for 3 decades within Westlake Chiropractic. So if you or someone you know needs deep tissue or relaxation massage, then call or text Nanette at Touch of Healing, 216-346-5867. Gift certificates available. Mention this show and get $10 off on your first visit. That's Nanette, like the play No No Nanette, at 216-346-5867. So don't stress, but de-stress with a touch of healing massage.
Oh. Visit SwordAndDoveMinistries.com and strengthen your faith and knowledge with our updated and easy-to-navigate podcast series. Pastor Mike Fodor and his Understanding the Times radio ministry will take you on a journey through the Bible at SwordAndDoveMinistries.com with teachings on the Old and New Testament, the Book of Revelation, cultic teaching, divine healing, the Holy Spirit, prophecy, the rapture, and so much more. Plus, you won't want to miss Mike's video sermons and bilingual teachings as well. Help support Sword and Dove and Understanding the Times radio ministries with a one-time or recurring donation. Simply visit SwordAndDoveMinistries.com today. That's Sword, the letter N, and DoveMinistries.com.
Now back to Understanding the Times with Pastor Mike Fodor.
And welcome back to Understanding the Times. Don't forget, you can go to our website. You just heard the promo, SwordAndDoveMinistries.com. You can make a donation if you really like the show and you want to make sure it keeps on going. We would love your donations, and you can do that on the website. You can make a one-time or recurring donation. Just look for the donate button right there on the homepage. We also have a donate link, and you can use your credit card or PayPal account and leave a donation. We would greatly appreciate it to help keep the radio ministry going here at Understanding the Times. Mike, back to you.
And we have BJ Garcia in studio live, a good friend of mine, an evangelist and short-term missionary to Cambodia. Again, we are a live call-in talk show. If you want to talk to BJ or myself or even Kyle, number's 888-677-WORD-9673. But you better have a good reason to talk to Kyle. But
yes, right. A very good reason.
BJ, you had another scripture you wanted to share about our identity in Christ, a real good one out of Romans 8.
Yeah, Romans 8:8.
Verse 1, though.
8, verse 1 and 2, actually.
Yeah.
And so we share these so that people could see, you know, what you can obtain in Christ and what can aid you in this life. So Romans 8, and we're going to start with verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
So what jumps out to you there, Sir BJ?
In his identity, you can be free. You can be free. You don't have to be bound to the world no more.
If the Son has made you free, you shall be free indeed.
Yes, right? Sir.
Only he can truly make you free.
That's right.
From all of your inner struggles and guilt and past. Right?
Yep, that's right.
What I like there is verse 2, that we should be living under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's mm-hmm. our destiny, but it doesn't always happen. We shouldn't be living under the law of sin and death. We should be delivered. We should be living above that. But we got to be in the Word. We got to be in the Spirit. And we got to stay in the Word and stay in the Spirit for that to happen.
You got to walk in your identity.
You got to learn to confess the promises of God. And that's what we're going to talk about next.
Yes, sir.
Is the importance of studying the Word of God. What do you have to say about that, Senor Garcia?
About studying?
Yeah, the Word of God.
Oh, man. I mean, without it, I mean, a lot of times in my life, I had to learn that on my own, you know. Sometimes as Christians, I think sometimes we want to just keep drinking the milk and...
I thought you were going to say drinking the Kool-Aid.
No, drinking the milk, you know, like being babies and just continuing to drink milk. But babies grow. And so as a baby grows, you know, you got the baby eats milk, and then it has like a... pureed food, and then it goes into harder foods, and then as you grow up, you get teeth, and you start eating steak and potatoes. So, you know, just like that analogy of the flesh, you know, we need to grow spiritually, and we need to get in the Word. We can't always have people spoon feeding us.
So what would be an example of formula teaching or Bible.
Or like milk, you know? Yeah. Just, I would say the basics. Yeah. You know, learning that you have salvation, that you no longer have to worry about going to hell, you know, that you're saved, you know.
Not to diminish that.
No.
That's
the
starting point. That's the most important. But
I'm not saying that. But this
Paul said we've got to go on from that, right?
Yeah, we're talking about maturing.
Right.
Maturing. You know, and if you want to walk this walk and you want to feel like you can overcome, well, you don't know that if you're not getting into the Word. You got to know it so that God can open your eyes and your heart and just continue to fulfill you. Strengthen.
So you kind of want to be in both the Old and the New Testament all the time, don't you? You want to be kind of studying your way somewhere in the Old and somewhere in the New.
Yes.
Every day. Why? Should it be daily? Or can we just do it once a week or once a month?
Do you eat food daily?
Usually, yes.
Well,
at least twice a day.
Well, people eat food, and they need food to live, right? So then for your spiritual life, your spiritual insides, you need to live. So you got to feed yourself.
So the Bible could be like your spiritual steak?
Spiritual steak, spiritual nutrition, spiritual food, drink.
Wait, not the Book of Mormon, not the Quran, not the
Holy
Vishnu?
Bible. Holy Bible.
Just the Holy Bible?
Jesus Christ.
Sounds kind of narrow-minded to me.
Well, I mean, if you want to go the hard route, you can. We all went there route at one point in our life.
Yeah.
But when you bump into the truth, or he comes and gets you, then you know.
Touche. Well, how can I be confident that the Bible is the truth and the Word of God? How can I?
Well, if we go to the Old Testament, Joshua 1:8.
Okay.
He says this. This is the book of the law that shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Mm. I commend you for your King James.
You think so? I don't think I'm that great. That was a process.
This is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, but you go first. What do you want to say?
About that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, like I said, you know, it may sound funny, but these are like combos. Combo snacks.
Combo snacks.
Meals, all in one.
We just fed you. Are you still hungry?
Check it out. I mean, think about it. You got...
Sorry,
God. He's saying, hey, look, this is my book. This is what I wrote. I gave you my word, pretty much.
Yeah.
And he said, don't let it depart from you. He's giving you some instruction, you know, he's giving you some help here. And he's saying, then he goes on to say, chew on it. There goes that food thing again, you know what I mean? Spiritual food, chew on it, meditate on it. And then, you know, he just don't say, meditate on it in the day. He says, meditate on it day and night.
Day and night.
At any given time.
That's 365/7.
There you go, there you go. So, you know, the word is right there. It's in black and white, and he gives it to us.
Notice he says, this is where it's more than just reading the Bible. You can't just read the Bible. You can, but it ain't going to get you very far if you just read it like another book. If you read it like you would a novel or a history book, it's only going to take you so far.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not even come to the conclusion that it's really the Word of God without error.
Right.
That's a big step of faith. To believe that this is God's book.
That's right.
Because they will call you narrow-minded and radical, won't they?
Yes, they will.
But he says, do not let this depart out of your mouth. So you should be speaking it. One of the best ways to learn and study the Bible and get it in your heart is to speak it out loud. Don't just read it. So when I read my Bible study, I read it out loud. I read it to my cat if she's around, you know.
Hey, faith comes by hearing.
And this way you'll be careful when you get it pounded into your heart, when you speak it with your mouth, then you'll be careful to do what it says. And when you do what it says, you'll be blessed.
That's right.
Listen to that. You will make your way prosperous. Uh-oh. Did the Bible use that word, prosperity?
Yes.
You will make your way prosperous in every area of your life, and you shall have good success. Right? I believe this is God's not-so-secret recipe for a prosperous, successful, victorious life.
You never said it's going to be easy.
No.
You know?
Not going to be easy.
You're going to have trials. He didn't say, oh, I took out the trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
But he said, if you follow him and you do it,
yeah,
that these things will follow you.
And that you got to be patient, and you got to be persistent, and you got to plow through these challenges and trials, don't you? And that's where the word comes in. It will help you get through your troubles and your problems,
right,
whether it's with your family, your finances and career, your health, your mental health. The promises are there. It's up to you to seek them out and to speak them out.
That's right.
That's a revelation right there. Seek them out and speak them out. We have a caller. Do we want to take them now? No, we'll take the caller maybe after the... Anything else you want to say about the Word of God? There's one in Hebrews 4 you wanted to share.
Yeah, let's just read that real quick.
Okay.
Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than two-edged sword, piercing, even dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. So what I got to say about that one is this, that God already saying his word is like a weapon and it helps you overcome and it's powerful. And if it cuts through the soul and the spirit, what you cannot see, tell me how deep is that? Then he goes on to even bring it into the natural. That it could separate the joints and the marrow of the body. And then it even knows the intent of your heart.
I like that. It's alive. See, the Word of God, the Bible, Old and New Testament, is alive. Right?
Yes.
Because
yes.
The Holy Spirit is the author, isn't he?
Amen.
And if you know him, he's with you, right?
That's right.
And like you said, it's a double-edged sword. That's a reference to the Roman sword, which was a very, very powerful weapon when you know how to wield it. But listen, dividing soul and spirit, here's one of the verses that proves that we're really a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. We live in a body. We have a soul, which includes thoughts and intents, feelings. But we are a spirit made in the image of God. So we have a spirit man. And when you're born again, that spirit man's made alive, right?
Yes.
It's a great scripture, Hebrews 4:12. Hey, listen, you can hear all our podcasts. You can hear them on Spotify. You can hear them on Audible, Google. There's over 100 of them. You can hear them on thewordcleveland.com if you can find my page. And the easiest way, Kyle, is swordanddoveministries.com, where they're all categorized. History, relationships.
All the New Testament stories.
Yes, there's a lot of good to know.
Special guests.
Yeah. But you know, we are coming to you live from the north coast of the good old USA.
The next time you're facing a crisis or a storm in your life, why not turn for help and learn from God's heroes of the Bible? Many men and women in the Old and New Testament had to overcome severe adversity. They needed miracles from God in their bodies, their families, and on the battlefield, and they received it. Well, you can too. Strengthen your faith with Mike Ploder's course from Sword and Dove Home Study Academy, Bible Characters of Great Faith. This pre-recorded class captures students' comments, gripping stories, and lighthearted humor. This course comes in an attractive 10 CD case or in MP3 files, class handouts included. To order, call or text Mike at 216-346-0789 or email understandingthetimes1220@gmail.com. A $50 donation to Sword and Dove Ministries for the 10 CD set for your library. A $25 donation for 10 MP3 files. That's 216-346-0789 or email understandingthetimes1220@gmail.com.
You're cruising along. Life is good. Got to enjoy my school years, you know. Then, boom, you're pregnant. You're stunned, panicked. There's three options: parent, abort, adopt. Before you choose and perhaps regret, contact American Adoptions. We offer counseling, financial aid, and support through your adoption journey. You can choose the next parents or still be the parent even after birth. Call 800-ADOPTION or visit AmericanAdoption.com. Give yourself a fresh start. Give your baby the gift of life.
Now back to Understanding the Times with Pastor Mike Fogel.
Hey, looking for a New Testament local church, one that's friendly, has a diverse demographics, has a great worship experience, one that proclaims the sure word of faith, one that prays for the sick and suffering every service? Well, then New Life Church in Lakewood is the place for you. Our current series are on the seven great I Am statements of Jesus. We have three services now, 8:30, 10, and 11:30, on-site and online. Children's ministries provided at the two later services. So go to lnlc.org or Google New Life Lakewood to find us. Our motto, live like Jesus, minister like Jesus, and share His love. Well, we have evangelist B.J. Garcia in studio live with us. We are live call-in talk show, 888-677-WORD-9673, if you'd like to speak with him or I or Kyle. B.J., you want to pick it up where we left off, or do you want to address something on fasting and prayer?
Hey, that's, well, we could answer the question.
We had a caller that called to talk about the importance of fasting and prayer. I just thought maybe you'd have a comment on that.
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah, we can. Let's see what she has to say.
Well, she's not here, so you have to take it from there.
Oh, okay. So she's listening then.
Yeah.
Well, I would just say, I mean, if you want to roll that into studying.
Yeah.
You know, the more you study the Word of God, the more you mature in your relationship. And, you know, God will require things of the Word.
Yeah.
And the Word talks about fasting and praying and how those are like, if you want to talk about like how we're saying like these meals, right? And these snacks, it's like, nutrients then. You know what I mean? Nutrients for your inside, for your spirit, man. So fasting and praying, it helps you have self-control. You learn how to discipline the flesh. So if you take time out and you discipline your flesh and you take away from your flesh and you get into the Word of God, we're talking about studying. It'll give
I remember when we were in Cambodia.
Yeah.
And you have a little bit of an appetite. You love Asian food.
Yeah, dude.
And but you felt like you had become like too engrossed just waiting for that next meal. And I remember the Lord leading you to fast. Remember that?
Yes.
To be more focused.
120 degree weather, too.
Well, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but
it's about
you were led to fast because you felt like your flesh had gotten the best of you, even on a mission trip, and you wanted to be focused and give your best. So when you're in ministry, especially some serious heavy duty ministry, that's where fasting and prayer really can come in handy, right?
Yeah, it really does help you have that self control.
Yeah,
you know, you're more aware. You're more aware.
You're more in tune with the spirit.
In tune with the spirit.
Spirit realm.
Yes.
And if you do have to deal with sickness, disease, or demons, you're better prepared. Even Jesus said sometimes it'll only come out through fasting and prayer. I might also add, if you're going through some kind of intense personal crisis in your life, if you're at a crossroads, if you're in the wilderness for some reason, yeah, you want to get into your Word and do it with some prayer and fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Mix it all together and really get serious and alone with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we were talking about studying the Word of God. Anything else you wanted to say about the importance of studying the Word of God? Any kind of guidance there for our listeners?
Well, I think, you know, just studying that Word and getting into the Word, I want to share 1 Corinthians 10. 12, and it says this, because, and I think it also intertwines with identity. Wherefore, let him that thinketh that he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above more than ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So, here's another one. I want to say studying and identity. If you know what this scripture is telling you, it's giving you the understanding that, hey, if he was tempted, you're going to be tempted. If he faced the trials, you're going to face trials. Things are going to come against you. But he's saying he won't let you be tempted above what you can handle. And he's always going to give you a way out, because he's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the way out, Yahweh.
There's always a way of escape out of the escape room.
Right.
Right. Sometimes you might not be able to see the door, and you have to get there by faith, but he said, the word's in your heart.
Yeah, he said you'll be able to bear it as well.
Remember when, I always think of when the devil came to tempt Jesus after he had fasted for 40 days in the wilderness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how did he defend himself? How did he counter Satan's temptations? Because Satan came in with some dandies.
He always referred to the Father, the Word.
He said, it is written.
It is written.
Every time. It is written. It was like, it was in his heart. He had meditated and studied it, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had it ready. He didn't probably didn't have a Bible with him.
He was the Word. He came to be the Word.
if he had a Bible with him, he would carry a bunch of scrolls through the wilderness back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he said, it is written. And then he quoted scripture. And that's how he overcame temptation.
Meditation.
And that's really the way you're going to overcome temptation.
Studying meditation.
Because the devil will come. If you're serving the Lord and on fire for him, he's going to come and tempt you. He's going to try to trip you up. He's going to give it his best.
That's right.
And it's going to be a dandy temptation one of these days. Are you going to be ready? What scripture are you going to use to resist the devil firm in your faith? We do have Sister Mary Grace on the line. She's the one who called about prayer and fasting. So she has a quick question for us. Sister Mary Grace, I understand you've been...
Yes, dear.
Fasting
my
yourself.
Point is, I've gone to many churches, but the point is, a lot of the churches, you have to, there are certain spirits of the churches, and I wasn't sure if it was seven or nine.
Seven or nine in what?
In the last days, there are seven spirits to look for. Some are the spirit of prophecy. Some are the spirit of healing. Some are the spirit of... You see what I mean? To have all those in one place is a marvelous thing.
That's quite rare, too. But
churches are studying, not the King James. And that is a totally different teaching. I went to one church, and it was beautiful. And it was excellent. But I just craved... I kept looking at their Bible. And I couldn't find Psalm 2. It did not reflect anything that I had seen or, you know, I mean, it was so different. I just thought,
yeah, a lot of these modern translations have watered things down, muddied the waters.
Oh, watered? They took everything out.
Yeah, they've taken out some key doctrinal verses. Or
I couldn't wait to get home
to
see my King James. I was like, you know.
Well, BJ's been working on his King James here. He's getting better. Listen, I'll say one more thing about fasting, and that is this. Don't do it because man tells you to do it.
Oh, gosh, no.
Do it when God, God leads
my
you
body is
to do it. When God,
but I do fast. I feed my physiology. That is my point.
Yeah.
I want to be healthy for the Lord. That's really what it's about.
Yeah.
When I'm asked to fast for Israel, I am going to fast for.
Well, we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Hello. And a lot of people do not understand that Judeo-Christian thing. Hello.
Did you have a question? Did you have any kind of question for our guest, Sister Mary Rose? Did you have any question for our guest, BJ?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if he concurred with those spirits of the Lord. You know, in the latter day, to look for those, because I look for those in the church.
I think I know that you're referring to the spirit of counsel, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of prophecy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, listen, I thank you for your call.
I want to counsel.
I thank you for your call. We're going to have to get rolling here. Okay, bye-bye. All right, BJ, back to you. We have a couple minutes before our next
break. Next break?
Yes.
All right, so I'll share another scripture with you guys. Proverbs 4, and that's 5 through 8, and I'll read that to you guys. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she will keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee, and she shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. So here, God, you know, here's another thing. Soaking in the study, getting the word. Let that wisdom of God get inside you. And he says, treat her like a person. Embrace her. And she will lift you up and strengthen you. So, it, you know, don't take wisdom for granted. And embrace it. And let God guide you with his wisdom.
Yeah, there's heavenly wisdom and there's earthly wisdom, James tells us.
That's
true. You want the heavenly wisdom.
That's right.
It's interesting because wisdom is referred to as a godly woman here, like a bride.
Mm-hmm.
Notice, embrace her. She will, you know, love her. She will keep you. And so on. I actually used this at my wedding for my wife. I quoted this and put her name in there for, you know.
Yeah.
It works. So, yeah, that's a good scripture out of Proverbs. Wisdom is like a godly wife or woman. She'll watch out for you. She'll protect you. She'll embrace you. She'll support you, right?
Keep you out of trouble.
Keep you out of trouble. Married men tend to get in less trouble, yes. All right. Well, listen, you've been listening to Understanding the Times. We have one more talk segment here. We are a live call-in talk show, so if you want to call in, 888-677-WORD, W-O-R-D. We are coming to you live from the Great Lakes region of North America.
A new and unique call-in talk show is here, Understanding the Times. What a great way to promote your church or business. So consider becoming a sponsor today. Slots are filling up quick. Call or text 216-346-0789. Our team will help your business or church shine. With your partnership, we can understand the times even better. Call or text 216-346-0789. Ask about our multi-month package discount. Together, we can grow.
This is a Lakewood Express News Flash, now servicing Lakewood in the western Cleveland suburbs. We now do morning pickup service to the airport so you won't miss your flight. So don't take a chance with other ride shares who may or may not show up these days. So relax and let Keith of Lakewood Express worry about getting you there on time. So call Keith at Lakewood Express, 440-320-6019. No meters, just a great flat rate, cash accepted, and Keith loves to give seniors discounts. It's like having your own personal chauffeur.
Now back to Understanding the Times with Pastor Mike Fogel.
And we're here with BJ Garcia in studio, good friend of mine, evangelist and missionary to Cambodia. BJ, take it away.
Okay, so in this next segment, I want to talk about something that I've created in my life that is an acronym. And maybe people out there have heard this in their jobs, PPE. And if you want to think about it, like, so, you know, a lot of people start these different jobs at different places where they make you do the PPE training, right? And so in that training, it stands for personal protection equipment to keep you protected, teaches you the roles, and you got to watch the videos and go through all that to keep safe at the workplace, right? So I came up with one years ago in my early walk called Perseverance, Persistence, and Endurance. and has been with me for a long time, and I've read the word on these topics quite a bit, and it's kept me, like you said, you know, if you study the word and put the word in you, when those times come, you're ready. You're ready, you know, to fight. When you have your sword, you're ready, you know, like all these different scriptures we've been sharing. But perseverance, the definition of perseverance is persistence in doing something despite the difficulty or the delay in achieving success. That's the definition of perseverance. Persistence, the definition is to continue something or try to do something even though it is difficult or opposed by other people. And then endurance, the fact of power of enduring an unpleasant or difficult process or situation without giving way. So with giving some of those definitions of what these words mean and going into the word, in Romans 5, it says this. It says, but we glory. So this is Romans 5. I want to say 5:5.
It's 5:3 and 4.
Yeah. Okay. But we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. So God is going to be giving you some, you know, through your tribulations, he's going to give you patience. He's going to work these things of persistence in your life, perseverance and endurance. Here's another one. What was the next one I wrote down? Is that Luke 11?
Luke 11, yes.
Luke 11, and that's 9 and 10. Ask and it shall be given. Now this is more persistence. You keep persisting God. You keep chasing after God in your studies. And it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. So persisting and continuing, and you already heard the definition of it, to keep on chasing, to keep looking, and not giving way. These are things that you need in your life. If you want to climb those mountains, if you want to obliterate them, you want to go right through them, you got to get the word of God inside you. And in the next one, what was it, Galatians?
Galatians chapter 6, verse 9.
6:9 says this, and let us not be weary in doing well doing, for the due season shall reap if we faint not. That's a part of endurance, not fainting, you know, enduring through that time of weariness.
When you're doing the right thing.
Right.
Keep doing the right thing.
Right.
You know, keep going to church, keep reading your Bible, keep praying.
You know what? Praising him when it's not so easy.
Right.
You know, praise him in the good, praise him in the bad.
And I might add, praise him with your understanding and praise him in the spirit.
Amen. In spirit and in truth, right?
Spirit and in truth.
And then we have Romans 15:4-5. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Now, the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. So these are things that we have to endure when these things come our way. How can you endure if you're not strengthened? And if you're weary and you're weak and you're not consuming your nutrients, your spiritual nutrients, you need it in your life. You need that word in your heart. You need a fortified foundation that in those times that the word will be quickened inside your spirit. And you know who to lean on. You lean on him. You don't lean on your own understanding. You know, and these are things that are going to help you have perseverance, persistence, and endurance. And I'm not saying those few scriptures that I chose fall under these categories. You can dig into the word and you can even Google it. You know, what does the Bible say about perseverance, persistence, and endurance? And there's tons of scriptures. Pick out your favorite ones. Make some little cards. Put them in your back pocket. If you just need one word a day, pull it out your back pocket and just read that word. Perseverance, persistence, endurance. These are things that are going to help you last. And if you read I believe Paul spoke about the race. You know, if you read where Paul talks about the race, life is like a race. It's like a marathon. You know, he talks about having these different attributes, and it helps you sustain yourself throughout the journey.
And it takes the promises of God to sustain that race, right?
Yes.
The promises of God, I think it's Peter that says, are precious and magnificent, and they're yea and amen. That is, if God has said yes to something, you can believe him for it. If your parents promised you something, then you have a right to keep asking them about it, right? When you taking me to Disney World? You said you were going to take me to Disney World, right? You said you were going to get me a new bike, Dad. If they said it...
Is it a promise, though?
It's a promise. They said, I will get you. If you do this and this, I will do... See, God's done that in his word. We can be confident in his promises. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's a promise. He said that by my stripes you were healed.
Yes. He didn't say maybe. He didn't say maybe.
Yeah, you have a right to believe him for that, to stand, because you're his child. But in Hebrews 7, it goes right with what you've been saying about PPE. In Hebrews 7, he says, through faith, I think it's Paul, the writer, through faith and patience are the promises inherited. It's that simple. But you got to speak them out. You can't just think about it. You got to speak them out. You say, you got to remind the Lord. The Lord, you promised this. You right. promised that. Right. You promised you would lead me and guide me in the way that I should go. I got this big decision to make. Here it is, Lord. Psalms 32:8. You said you would lead me and guide me in the way which I should go and counsel me with your eye upon me.
And also, you got to have trust. And I just want to go real quick back to the book of Daniel about the three Hebrew boys. You know, he says, you know, they said when the king challenged them about their faith, he said, hey, you know what? We're going to praise him. If he delivers us, he is able to deliver us, and he will. But if he doesn't, he's still God, and we worship him. So you will be challenged on your faith.
Well, they sure were. They were in the fire, right? But the fourth man... Yes. Unlike the Son of God, according to King Neb, was in there with them, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
And the only thing that was singed was not their clothes.
Nothing.
Was not their hair.
Nothing.
It was only the ropes that bound them. That was the only thing that was singed, right?
Yeah.
They were free. They were free. They were walking around in the fire, and they got out.
That's right.
And they were rewarded and promoted, not only by the Lord, but by King Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah.
Well, BJ, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners? You can be sure to tell others about our show tonight. We've covered a lot of good stuff about the Word of God and fasting and prayer, our identity in Christ.
Final thought. All I can say is this, you know, you got to be hungry, get in your Word and study, know your identity, make sure you're solid on that. So that you don't have to question yourself. You know, too many times in our young age, we question ourselves about that. So get in the Word and profess your identity that he has given you after you came to know him in Christ Jesus. And remember your PPE, your personal protection equipment in the spirit, perseverance, persistence, and endurance. If you got pen and paper, write that down so you could dig in for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Take God's word for it.
You can never go wrong, right?
Yeah.
Well, Kyle, any final thoughts from you, my brother?
Great show tonight, BJ.
Nice meeting
you. Awesome. I like the PPE. I really like that.
All right. Remember, BJ, Saturdays at 7:30 on Facebook.
On Facebook Live.
Just search BJ Garcia.
Yes.
And on Facebook and friend him, and you will respond.
I will respond. Add you and go from there. Check out. You can check out previous preachings.
Okay. I might also quickly add that BJ has been a big donor for our radio show and ministry, and he's helped keep us on the air. So keep that going and get some others to join in, right? But I want to thank Ohio Media School one more time. What I learned there in only 8 months, I produced a one-minute TV commercial on the world's best water bottle, a three-minute music video with about 40 edited scenes, a 10-minute documentary on my sweet Siamese princess Michi, may she rest in peace, directed three episodes of Crystal Clean Eating TV show, and that's just on the video side. So call Ohio Media School Cleveland at 216-503-5900 or go to beonair.com and spark your passion. Until next Wednesday, 8 p.m., Understanding the Times.
Thanks for tuning in to Understanding the Times with Pastor Mike Folder, a call-in talk show that looks at current events and major issues of our generation through the lens of the sure word of faith and prophecy.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.